Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I don't know how you feel about prefix menus. You go to a restaurant, you got to order this limited group or this specific course. But John, we're going to do a prefix menu for the Detroit Tigers at the deadline. And I actually have two competing restaurants. I have on one side, Pat Caputo from our radio station. He put out a list of 10 options for the Tigers at the deadline. And then I have Lynn Henning in the Detroit News putting together his menu for us to choose from. And there is some overlap, right?
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants do steak.
I want steak.
Right. We'll see if there's a steak on the menu.
Okay.
I'm going to go through these names, and I want to know if somebody jumps out to you as the top target, the meal that you would order at the deadline if you were Scott Harris, all right?
Yeah.
You want to start with our guy first, Caputo?
Might as well.
We should.
When do you want me to say yes? Whenever you say a name?
We can go name by name, and if someone stands out, we'll circle them, and then we'll help you. I mean, when you go to a restaurant, how do you order your food?
I just look at the menu and say, I'll have that.
You know right away.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to still look the rest of the menu through, right?
Nope.
Okay, well, if
that's not how I order.
If they have a cowboy ribeye, John's just ordering it. It doesn't really matter what else is on the menu.
Correct.
So let's see if there's a cowboy ribeye. Let's just go through the names. The first name on the list for Caputo is Eugenio Suarez, third baseman, Arizona Diamondbacks.
Steak. Rare. Right.
Great, we're done, guys. That was the name. Let's get to Heather with the... No, okay. I'm going to go through more of these. Yes. But I agree with you. Suarez is super attractive.
I know he was the first one. That's why I asked if I wanted me to say yes.
So the case for him is 19 homers. Did he hit a grand slam yesterday? He's a big-time bopper bat. He wouldn't have to hit in the 3-4 spot. He may be your sixth hitter. He'd be the leader in home runs on this Tigers team.
I think he is the perfect fit for this roster because if you look at, right, he fits third base and he fits right-handed bat. Everything that we have talked about. But here's the other thing. He's not 25 home runs like Judge, but 19. And he's not hitting for average. But he's a guy, you put him in this lineup along with Kerry Carpenter, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, Colt Keith, the way that he's been hitting. And on any given night, he could be the guy. The next night, it's another Tiger. The next night, it's another Tiger. Is that not the path, the rhythm of this Tigers team?
So one drawback to him, well, a couple minor things. He's not a great defender, and he does strike out a bunch. He doesn't hit lefties. But he mashes righties. So there's a weird opposite platoon
thing. He's not the
thing.
Perfect right-hand bat.
No, but we looked up, well, who are the great lefties he may face? And in the American League, he may face a Max Fried, right? A great left-handed pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He owns Max Fried. 364 career average, couple bombs in there.
Well, that's why I asked, are you adding for matchups?
You did ask.
And he didn't say, no, he just said, we want to be very hard to play.
Well, it's dangerous when one swing of the bat can flip a playoff game. Runs are hard to come by. Yep. If you've got a guy, one swing of the bat can score two or three.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did last night.
Yeah.
With the grand slam. This is the guy I want because I think he fits every need. Is it perfect? No. But to me, this would be a home run deal. He'd lead the team in homers if he came here.
Yeah. And he will be available. The Diamondbacks are not going to go anywhere this season. Tough division. They had to shut down Corbin Burns, Tommy John.
Right. I would do this now. I wouldn't let the hanging fruit out there of Matt Vierling and if he's coming back or not stop me from doing this. I'd figure that out later. I would make this trade today.
I agree with you. I know Scott Harris. I think some of it was good gamesmanship by him. Like the convenience of the injuries allows him to kind of say, hey, I don't have to give you guys a need today in June. Third base is a need even in June. To assume Vierling's going to give them something would be silly. If you can jump the market, get a deal done, plug Suarez into this culture, I would do it. Because I'm not counting on Vierling at this point. Mm-hmm. And if I get Vierling back, great. He can play a little corner outfield while Carp DHs a little bit, right? Now, Keats playing a little third, like you're creating position flexibility all across the diamond. But we can go through some of the other names.
Yes.
Because
yes.
John has already ordered and Gov has already ordered. And quite frankly, I'd be thrilled to get Suarez too.
Yes.
The second name on the list, John, Aroldis Chapman. You want a reliever?
Sure.
There's your flamethrower. Sits 99. We know he could throw 100. He's one of the best relievers in all of baseball. Gives you a 1-2-3 punch with Vest and Canely. Is this a close second at least?
Yes. And here's why. Okay. You're going to have to give up obviously something, but not as much as you would for some of these other guys. And we'll go through their contracts as well. He's on an expiring deal. And so he's a rental. Is he a guy that can get you or win some key games for you in the postseason? Absolutely. And you're not going to have to give up top prospects to get him.
No,
so I would love to add Chapman.
I mean, both these guys, and you should be able to get without giving up, you know, Clarkson, McGonagalls, and guys like that. The third name is Zach Eflin. We just saw him last night for the Orioles. This is going to come up more than need for a starting pitcher with the Job injury. I'd point out he was their fifth starter, but if you're not sold yet on Mize, if you don't know that Flaherty's going to be able to go the distance pitching this way, or you just can never have enough arms, Zach Eflin of the Orioles.
He's in the final year of his deal as well.
Rental.
And I mean, if you're just going off of what he did last night.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, here's the thing about him is pretty good strikeout to walk ratio. Values the strike zone. And so is that a guy that fits into what this pitching staff has been or what their ideal
yes.
fit is? So, yeah.
And again, I wouldn't pick him over a bat like Suarez.
No.
But consideration. Another name on Caputo's list, 10 options for the Tigers at the deadline. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, shortstop, Pittsburgh, 30, good defensive shortstop, multi-position. Hitting just shy of 300 right now on a one-year expiring contract. Now, the downside,
no power.
This is best year at the plate power-wise, and it's still not very good.
What's he got, one home run?
Yeah, I think
that's
he has
his
one
best
home
year
run.
Of power.
Well, his OPS is the highest of his career. He's normally a guy that sits lower than 700 OPS. A couple of names. Kyle Finnegan, reliever for the Nationals. First thing, Caputo writes, a bit of a roller coaster ride. Okay, we'll maybe set him aside. Ryan McMahon, third baseman for the Rockies. Good work by Caputo pointing out he is one of those guys that benefits a lot because if he plays at Coors Field,
yeah.
Where his OPS is 822 compared to 658 on the road. Plays third, so I get why he's on the list. He's not at the top of the list for me. David Bednar, reliever for the Pirates, throws heat. Zach Gallen, a premier pitcher who's having a poor season for the Diamondbacks, if you want to go the starting pitcher route. Andrew Haney of the Pirates, a starter, and Ramon Urias, third base for the Baltimore Orioles. He is that position versatile second, third infielder, hits for average, doesn't hit for power. Like him and Kiner-Falefa are
very similar.
Yeah, and those guys should be available at the deadline. If they're going to go smaller, I think those are the type of guys they'll look for.
So if you're going to go smaller, those are the and guys. Like, so you go get yourself a Suarez and you add a Urias. And it's just because they're an upgrade over what you have, but that's not the piece to the puzzle that you come out of, you know, the trade deadline saying, okay, here we go.
Lynn Henning, real quick, Detroit News. He wrote in his article and he highlighted the needs for a right-handed pitcher with thump a right-handed hitter with thump, back-end bullpen arms, and starting pitching. All the stuff we've talked about. His names. Some are the same. Sorry, I have a novel in front of me. Eugenio Suarez, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Jordan Westberg, who we've seen hit homers off Tigers relievers back-to-back days. He highlights Aroldis Chapman, Jake Bird, David Bednar, Kyle Finnegan, Felix Bautista. Sonny Gray is an interesting name if you want to go the pitcher route. And the one name that I think we do need to at least acknowledge here, too, he has Bo Bichette, which Caputo did not. And I think Bichette's one of those A-level names that Tiger fans will be looking at. He's on an expiring deal. If he's not going to sign in Toronto, teams will be calling on him, and the Tigers should be one of those teams.
And again, that's an expiring contract, so you're not going to have to give up a lot, but it would be like a Aroldis Chapman. A little bit more than some of these other players, even though they're expiring, because of the damage that they can do and the impact they can have this year.
To me, it's between Bichette and Suarez. And the difference is Bichette can play short, and this team has an issue at shortstop. Like, McKinstry can do a little bit at third. McKinstry shouldn't be playing shortstop.
No.
I don't know how long the Javi thing is going to go, and I don't like Sweeney at short on a World Series roster. Bichette would be a strong contender with Suarez for me. Left side of the infield, right-handed bats.
Yeah.
Stop me if you've heard it before.
Yeah. And some of it's just a matter of, do you want power or do you want a little more production?
And some versatility. And again, what's the cost? It's good to have a couple options for Scott so he's not backed into a corner at the end of the trade deadline. All right. We got two Grand Slam. We got Heather's News, Dear John, all that coming up. 97.1.
Hey, you know in sports when you get sidelined by an injury, it sure as heck feels personal. We talked about that earlier with pitchers and how long they're going to be out. It does feel personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Feminino steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Feminino. Remember, I keep telling you this slogan, and he uses it as a slogan, get David, get paid. Well, it's also a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, tell them to call David Feminino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, before the two grand slam, Heather, what's in the news?
Well, this is pretty cool. So the latest NFL Players Association report has five Lions listed in the league's top 50 player sales list. And if that's not cool enough, this is even cooler. The Lions are the only NFL team to feature three players in the top 20.
Yes.
So there are four other teams, the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and the 49ers, that landed two players in the top 20, but we're the only one with three. So we've got Aiden Hutchinson, number 7, Amon-Ra St. Brown, number 8, and Jahmyr Gibbs, number 20. Then we also have in the top 50, we've got Jared Goff and Sam Laporta as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it is awesome.
10% of that top 50, even higher percentage in the top 20. We'll take it.
Pretty cool. So some residents in Ann Arbor are outraged. They're upset after the city made the decision to kill beavers that were living in a creek at Leslie Park Golf Course. So city officials say that these beavers were a nuisance, right? They had built this dam in a section of the creek that is part of the Washtenaw County drain system. The activity posed a risk to flooding and also property damage. So something needed to be done. And I don't think residents are denying that. They knew something needed to be done, but they say they wish there was a more humane alternative that could have been done instead of just
like
euthanizing.
Like transfer them to like a different area?
Maybe relocation.
So they can do the same thing somewhere else.
But maybe not on a critical waterway.
Not on exactly. A lot of them just use the words disappointed. They wanted a more humane option. Now, under Michigan DNR regulations, property owners are allowed to kill certain nuisance wildlife, including beavers, rabbits, squirrels. But still, residents are hoping maybe moving forward, there can be a discussion about some other options if needed.
Did it say how they euthanized them? Did they trap them?
No, they didn't trap them. I don't think, because there was something I read about, like, they do not issue permits to trap and relocate beavers. I'm not sure how.
Well, no,
they
I don't mean trap like a live trap. I mean like just trap them.
I don't know.
And I mean, because beaver traps is something that you set and you can get the pelts. You could do all that stuff. Yeah.
They didn't go into detail on that.
There have been a lot of beaver traps.
Yes. An Oakland County judge has ruled that James and Jennifer Crumbly will not get new trials and upheld their guilty verdicts in their involuntary manslaughter charges. So the judge ruled that their trials were fair, made it clear that no issue raised by the defense affected the trial or the jury's verdict. The judge also noted that setting aside the involuntary manslaughter convictions and basically starting over would be too severe. So the Crumblies are both serving a minimum of 10 years in prison. Now, this next story I really felt like was deja vu. Like, I felt like this had already happened, but perhaps it was just I had heard conversations that this was going to happen. But Jim Harbaugh just revealed this week that he underwent a successful cardiac ablation and hip replacement surgery during this offseason. For some reason, I felt like he already did that.
Well, I think we had that in the update yesterday, and so maybe that was, you know.
Yeah, yes, but I thought.
Maybe
I mean,
there was
I remember
a report
this happening.
That he needed this.
That's what maybe I'm thinking, or like, I'm probably going to get this. But anyway, last season, he did have to stop into a medical tent that was during
before
like a week, six games.
For
this heart condition that he had that I guess he's dealt with for decades. For quite a while. So anyway, he had to wear a heart monitor after that for several weeks. And the hip, you might have seen him walking with a little bit of a limp
strut.
I get so that was going on anyway. Now it seems like his health is right back on track. He's back to health. Back to good.
Doctors keep looking.
All right, guys, if you want to win $2,000 and maybe I don't know, be back to good. Is that what I just said? Give us a call, 248-539-9797. Finally, I don't know if you've seen this yet. I know I have, but now that the weather is warmer, kids are doing lemonade stands.
Oh, yes.
I've seen some in my neighborhood already. And unfortunately, in Florida. A Florida man story. A lemonade stand led to an arrest because there was a Florida man, I guess, just walking in his neighborhood, saw a lemonade stand, said, I'll buy a glass of lemonade. Here's your dollar. Drank the glass and then wanted a refill, a free refill.
Yes,
the kids said, sorry, sir. No, you need to buy another cup. And he got upset and apparently aggressively grabbed a female victim. I'm guessing a child. It could have been a mom.
It sounded to me like.
Said female victim. So anyway, it said that he was going to beat her up.
What do you mean no free refills?
He ran off and was charged with a battery charge.
It's unbelievable.
Of course it's in Florida.
Yes.
Free refills from the kids' lemonade stand. Really?
Come on, buddy. It's Heather with the news. Let's give away some money.
All right, let's do this. We've got the two grand slam, 10 questions. $25 for each question answered correctly. Hopefully, we'll give away $2,000.
Our contestant this morning in Clinton Township, George, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Doing all right. George Clinton. All right. We may be breaking a song. Yeah.
No. That's not going to happen.
All right, George, you know the rules. If you don't know one, pass, and we're going to get back to it if there's enough time. Are you ready to play?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Who is the Detroit Tigers starting pitcher tonight?
Scooble.
Who wears jersey number 20 for the Detroit Tigers?
Pass.
What is the nickname for Brigham Young University?
Pass.
Who played Tommy in Tommy Boy?
Farley.
Lions wide receiver Isaac Tesla played at this college last season.
Western.
Who did the Detroit Lions draft the last time they had the number one overall pick?
Stafford.
What is the capital of Sweden?
Oh, pass.
The main campus for the University of Tennessee is located in this city.
Pass.
This band had the 1994 hit Basket Case.
Pass.
Who was the coach of the Detroit Lions before Matt Patricia?
Pass.
Lots of passes, George.
Lots of passes, yeah. We'll get you with three.
Torkelson.
Yeah, that's the number 20. Yeah.
So, you got three right, George.
Yeah, we got you with three.
I'll take it.
$75, get you on hold. Make sure you get paid, get all your information. We'll go through it.
Yeah, the two grand slam on Thursday. Now that we're on Thursday, so on Tuesday, yes, I got the day right, is brought to you by Femininity Law. Get David, get paid.
Starting pitcher tonight.
Is Tarek Skubal. Got that one right.
Yeah, he did. Number 20. Yeah, if he had time, he would have got back to it. Torkelson for the Detroit Tigers. Nickname for BYU?
The Cougs.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Boy.
Chris Farley.
Uh-huh. Tesla played where? Not Western.
Arkansas. Mm. Arkansas.
He got it right. Stafford was the number one pick.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Stafford. Yep.
Yep. Capital of Sweden. How well do you know your Nordic capitals?
Yes. Well, he didn't. He passed on that one. So Stockholm.
Uh-huh. Main campus, University of Tennessee.
Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. The 1994 hit Basket Case.
Green Day.
Uh-huh. And the head coach before Matt Patricia.
Wow. Seems like a different generation. Not quite, but it was Jim Caldwell.
He's looking for more of a pass back and forth kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Too bad.
Too bad. Mm-hmm. $75 though, mm-hmm. And your next chance to win is Tuesday, 7:25. Chance to win up to $2,000. All right, 8 o'clock. Tarek Skubal kind of joked, about a number he would accept, a future contract that Tarek Skubal would happily receive. We'll get to that at 8 o'clock. We've got Dear John next. It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Life advice from John Jansen. You can send them in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. Categories today. Sports gifts.
Oh, okay. I like sports.
Working on Father's Day.
Okay. Done that before as well.
Grad school and Father's Day.
I've done that.
And Father's Day versus Mother's Day.
Ooh, big controversy.
That's right. We'll start with sports gifts.
Okay. It's the easy one.
Dear John, this is a text I received from a fellow high school lacrosse parent. Hi, insert my name. The club wants to get something for the girls for winning counties and districts. Most of them don't want sweatshirts or apparel. I know someone that can get us a discount on jewelry. A bunch of us thought it'd be neat to get a necklace for the girls that they have forever, but parents would have to contribute at least $100. If you don't want the necklace, we would buy you a Yeti water bottle with their initials or team logo at no cost to you. I'm sending pictures to check it out. This is a surprise for the girls. Don't say anything to them. My thoughts are this is nice, but in my mind, I think about the kids' parents who either can't afford it or who have kids left out and didn't play, and I'm thinking some of the rich kids are just going to get overpriced necklaces while the rest of us get free Yetis. This upsets me for some reason. Even if everyone does pay, what do you think of the idea?
I like the idea of the Yetis. It's something that the kids will use every day or could use every day. Something that'll last for them for a long time. I've got a coffee mug that I don't have with me today, but I normally bring. I had coffee early this morning. And I've had it. It was a Father's Day gift that I've had for a decade, and it looks nearly as good today as it did then. So I think that to me is more of a gift that is useful at that young of an age that they could use over and over. And even if it's, we all got coffee mugs that have been in our, or containers that have been sure. In our cupboards for decades. I think it's one that they'll keep forever and could tell a story every time somebody says, oh, what's that? I don't know the last time I walked up to anyone and said, oh, that's a nice necklace. What's that? You want to have something that creates a conversation. And if it's not going to be like some, you know, gigantic championship ring, which I don't think this raises to that level, then yeah, do the Yeti. Because then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, well, what was that for? And then you could tell the story about your team. You could tell a story about the season, about your friends.
It could be that you're not a female, because I literally just asked a woman yesterday, wow, what is that on your necklace? And it was her dad's thumbprint, and it had like his dates. It was really neat. And maybe that's more of a female thing, because I have had people ask me about mine as well, and it's always women, of course. Like, there's not a man being like, what's on your necklace? I think the necklace
is wearing hangs. Like, what am I looking at?
I think the necklace is a cool idea, but why not?
You're wearing a necklace.
Why not just do the Yetis for everyone?
You don't want to have a caste system or like tiers of the rich parents get this and the poor kids get this.
Do the Yetis for everyone. Everyone gets that gift, and you can still let the parents know, hey, here's a cool other gift idea. Maybe you want to do it for a birthday, Christmas. If you want to hook up on a discount on jewelry,
if the hoity-toities want to get their girls a necklace, they can do it. But the team should have a unified gift.
I agree. The team should all get the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, working Father's Day. Dear John, so my job offered me to work Father's Day. In exchange, I will have a four-day weekend the following weekend. To me, this was a great deal, and I can actually take the family out for an actual getaway instead of just trying to hurry back. Of course, I took the offer because it was an open offer and only a few spots were open, so time was of the essence. Now, my wife is mad at me because I didn't consult her, but I feel like I did it for them to begin with, and I won't apologize. She has much more flexibility with her schedule and can make a change, but she's more mad that I didn't ask her first.
It's your Father's Day. You do what you want to with it. And yeah, when you're a dad, you want to do things with the kids. I'm looking forward to Father's Day because we'll be at baseball and softball and all that stuff, but we'll have dinner together. If you're going to work on the weekend, are you making more money as well?
I don't know that he's...
I think you're going to do that on a Father's Day. Maybe working on a Sunday, an overtime or something.
Yeah. I mean, if you're making more, but you get a four-day weekend, hey, postpone Father's Day for a week.
Yeah,
who cares?
What the calendar
says. Not like postponing Christmas for a day, which you could do Lions are playing on Christmas.
And some people do move their Christmas around with multiple family members and things like that. So it's not unheard of to move a holiday if it fits your schedule.
I've worked on almost every holiday. And Father's Day, I mean, in fact, I've worked on Father's Day before as well, doing sports talk for, in previous iterations of my career. So, yeah, I think he's justified in doing this and should not apologize for what you want to do on Father's Day.
Well, that's what stood out, is refusing to apologize to your partner is a slippery spot to be in. The other thing would be if she had already made plans, but he didn't say that. If she had already made plans for that day and had to move them, I get being annoyed.
But
we don't know that.
But he's making, you don't want to get in a competition. Well, my plans are better than yours. But if he's making plans to take them on a trip, even if it's just to the other side of the state or up north or something like that. Yeah.
Next one is grad school. Dear John, I'm trying to figure out if it's worth going back for grad school. Some backstory. I got my degree in 2020 during COVID. Didn't exactly get off to a great start. I have a finance degree, but I've bounced around entry-level stuff, never really finding a home. I've strongly considered going back for an MBA. I miss my college days. I view it as a chance to reset. My concern, though, is getting into more debt. I still owe money from undergrad. What if I don't get some big raise out of this and I'm drowning in debt? What do you think?
Well, I'm always a big fan of adding more things to your resume. And the debt is a huge question. And I would caution you, it's not going back to your college days. Those days are gone. You're not going to be in a frat house. You're not going to be on campus. You're going to be living at home, commuting to, or doing a lot of that work from home. But that's the beauty of being able to go back to grad school post 2020 era. A lot of the classes are now online, and you only have to show up for an exam or show up to, a presentation, something of that nature. So you could do a lot of it from home while you're still working and continuing to try and get out of debt. I would say do it. I'm a big fan of adding as much to your resume as possible, especially if you are, I'm assuming if you graduated college in 2020, you're 24, 25 years old at this point, it's easier to do it younger than it is older.
I agree with you. I would typically, obviously, I don't know this person's financial situation, but right. I would typically be the person that would say, go and do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be sure you're going to make more money, but that's the thought here. And if it is, it's never too late to reinvent yourself. I mean, yeah. He's not even 30 years old, I would assume. So
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah.
All right, the last one is Father's Day versus Mother's Day.
Boy.
So my husband and I have kids each from previous marriages and no kids together. That's the starting point.
Okay.
For Mother's Day, he cooked me dinner and got me flowers, which is great. It's what he did last year, and it was really nice. For Father's Day, he's been dropping hints of things that he wants, like this Blackstone grill, but it's pretty expensive. He did the same for Mother's Day last year and dropped hints that he wanted this $600 juicer. I ended up getting him a small gift from me and a gift from the kids and cooked him dinner. When he dropped the hint this year, I mentioned that he hasn't gotten me any big gifts for Mother's Day, and I haven't asked for anything. His response was, I didn't realize we're keeping track, and it is a tit-for-tat situation. Now he is a great father and a stepfather, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but should I be getting him this, or am I being a jerk?
This is a tough one. I would not expect, if it was just flowers and a nice dinner for that I got you, I wouldn't expect something pricey in return for Father's Day. And again, it doesn't have to be I did this for you, you have to do this for me type of situation. But the expectations are that if that's what was good for Mother's Day, it would be what is also good for Father's Day. About experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the experience is just grilling at home, maybe you don't have that Blackstone. Maybe that's something that you decide to do later on and you do that together because it keeps everything outside. It's, you know, there's a lot of ways we can rationalize a new grill, right? It's really good for you as well. Maybe get her the Blackstone for Mother's Day and say, I'm going to do all the cooking outside so you don't have to worry about doing it inside.
She didn't do anything wrong and she doesn't have to get him a big gift. Your equals, the standard set.
I feel like Father's Day and Mother's Day aren't, for me anyway, and in our family, aren't the day where you're going and buying really expensive gifts for each other. Like, it's a date where I'll take the kids so that Colin can have some free time. He can go out and do what he wants, whether that's golf or disc golf or whatever he's going to do. And then maybe it's still some quality family time. The kids will get him a gift. He's going to get something, but it's not. We don't do big gifts for Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Again, to me, it's more about the experiences. And I also think that there's an opportunity, if an opportunity presents itself, like at a Mother's Day, if all of a sudden, hey, there was something that would make my wife life a lot easier, I'll go ahead and do that, but not expect that this Father's Day you're going to repay in kind.
No.
There might be a something down the road where it's an opportunity that there's something I said or makes my life easier. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every year is my point.
You should never give a gift expecting that same type of gift in return.
Yeah.
Right? The fun of giving a gift is giving a gift, is not expecting that same type of gift coming back to you.
Right.
Yeah, I also think a grill and a $600 juicer are big items to give for Father's Day in general, even if that was their standard.
They're big gifts. Those are things you talk about, say, hey, we need these things for the home. Should we buy one of these? It's not like, hey, buy me a juicer.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your advice from John Jansen. You can send in your questions, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's Dear John, 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Well done, Greg. I brought this up because we had George from Clinton Township. George Clinton, this is Atomic Dog, and I have a trivia question for you. You are one of, and I could count on one hand, the people that should get or could get this. I'm not going to say should, could get this answer correct. In 2014, Michigan football would play this when a certain returner, I see the light bulb going on, you, Doug Karsh, and then there are two friends that I have that I tailgate with, Annette and Carrie Wozniak, that would get this because they loved it when this punt returner would dance to this song getting ready to return a punt. Two questions. Who was it and what was his number?
Dennis Norfleet, number 23.
Bingo. I knew you could get it. Yes, I knew you would get it.
I do not remember that Atomic Dog was the song they played.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably being press box, a little insulated.
Sure.
Oh, but we saw him dance at, you know, 50-yard line.
Oh, yeah, 50-yard line. He was a great dancer. Then he would lose 4 yards on the return. And Annette and Carrie would be like, oh, we love it. It's so entertaining. I'm like, well, what is entertaining is returns for touchdowns. That's entertaining, not dancing to George Clinton and Atomic Dog. I know I'll probably get a couple text messages here shortly. And I'm going to give Doug, I don't know if Doug is listening because this is usually when he's getting out of the car. But if he's not, I'm going to ask him that question and see if his knowledge matches one Greg Hargrave.
My prediction, he'll get it.
I think he will as well.
Yeah, Doug's dialed in. Yes. All right, 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get to Tarek Skubal because he was on a podcast, and, well, there's a number that he liked in terms of a future contract. Do you like that number for Tarek Skubal? We'll get to it. I have kind of a personal question.
Oh, do you?
Do you like it rough? We'll get to that at 8:35 today.
Oh.
It will be a safe for radio conversation. Settle down.
Is this right before the news?
It's after the news.
Heather, would you like to answer first? We'll get there.
We'll watch yourself. We'll be very careful.
No,
with this.
No, yeah. Yes, no, yeah. In the context of
the conversation, question. It's a completely appropriate. Yes. No,
I don't even know if this is something that Heather has done before. As we continue to build up the anticipation.
Let's read some ticket text. Let's wrap the hour up with some dignity here. the guy in Dear John who wanted to know, should I go for more schooling? The MBA.
Yeah.
People don't think he should.
Okay.
We all said, yeah, you know, you reinvent yourself, increase your earnings, reset your career, you're stalling out.
Add to your resume.
Texter says, the MBA person sounds like a bad idea. They have no idea what they want to do, and you're telling them to take on $100,000 in debt on top of undergrad debt.
Is that what it costs to get?
I don't
when
think
you
it
say
does.
It like that.
I don't, does well, it cost I don't know how much it costs.
If you're going to Stanford.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I mean, you can do some of this.
Yeah, the Wharton Business School, sure.
If they don't know what they're doing, I understand the hesitation.
Sure.
As a man with an engineering degree, do not go get your master's unless you are positive it comes with a big pay raise that justifies all that debt. No one looks at the ROI on school, and it blows my mind. More is not always better.
It's a great way to look at it.
So let's say you're going to make an extra $10,000, but it's going to take you 10 years
to recoup
make the
that
difference,
cost.
Then
yeah, but what does that lead to 20 years down the road?
Right.
What about going to like a trade school?
Sure.
And doing both. You could still do your finance degree wherever you work and do some
welder
like
on the side.
Yeah.
Sure.
Guys, I would like to take this opportunity to say that my wife is the primary breadwinner in our family based on the backs of a not intentional Bradley education.
Okay.
Okay.
We're in the Bradley
t-shirt. Yeah, today. Wearing the Bradley t-shirt.
Bradley.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pride of Peoria, Illinois.
Well done.
Yeah. One of the first games I ever broadcast for student radio was a basketball game between Central Michigan and Bradley.
Yes,
in
750.
Peoria.
All of the trivia questions with useless knowledge that will make your life no better.
It could end up in a $2,000 slam.
It could.
We do is the college located? What city is Bradley located in?
Where did Greg Hargrave's wife go to school?
Deep cuts for the $2,000 slam. Look, we're having a hard enough time getting people up over five right, so we'll see. Much response on Father's Day versus Mother's Day.
Okay.
The griddle would be a gift for the whole family.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, it would. I don't think it needs to be a Father's Day gift, though.
I agree with that, too.
You get your grill, then the wife gets a new vacuum cleaner and frying pans for Mother's Day. Everyone's happy, Jeff.
Just what she wants.
Yeah, maybe scale on the side.
Sean. It's not a ritual. Make the other person happy. That's why her asking this question is ridiculous. It's not about making him happy. It's about what happened to her. Bah. Oh.
Bah.
B A H.
Since it's not Christmas, it's bah.
But speaking
if it's Christmas, it's bah humbug.
Speaking of Christmas, maybe Colin should move Father's Day to Christmas Day so we could watch his team play.
He should. He should. That's exactly what. But he wouldn't be able to watch. So don't do that.
He's not. Even if it was Father's Day, he wouldn't be able to watch.
Father's Day, he could. But if he moves Father's Day to Christmas, he's not seeing anything.
What if he works Father's Day Christmas. And then moves his Father's Day to Christmas Day?
Right. Yeah.
And
Christmas
then
in June.
The Lions.
He could do that.
Christmas in June?
Sure.
Okay. Colin, get ready.
What? How does that help him, Christmas in June?
Well, because then Father's Day would be December 25th, and he could watch the game.
No, Heather was taking it differently.
Yeah, I took it a little differently. But sure, if I guess, but I don't want Christmas in June either. No, I want snow. I want cold weather.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I get that.
She wants no Lions on TV on Christmas Day.
I know. Jeez,
no, not a snap, not a... A whiff of football on Christmas Day.
Oh, dare they do that?
Yeah, I guess no Lions gear for him under the Christmas tree.
You need Lions gear.
Just can't wear it on that
just
day.
Just can't wear it on that day.
Oh, he can wear Lions gear on that day. Wear all the gear. We could all wear Lions gear. That's fine.
But not just watch the not Lions
watch game.
Exactly.
Santa Claus leaves all that Lions gear, exactly. Knowing that they play on Christmas, but... You can wear it. You just can't watch it.
It'll come with sleep masks, so you can't watch anything all day. Yep. Just enjoy your family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that and earmuffs.
All right. 8 o'clock hour. We're going to get into the Tarek Skubal stuff and a completely PG conversation as well. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.